Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Don't go fishing until you've been to the 46th Annual Fishing Show, April 14th through the 18th at the George R. Brown Convention Center. They've got everything for the fishermen, all the new rods, reels, and lures, guides from Alaska to South America, dozens of fully rigged boats and hundreds of kayaks, and a kids clinic on Saturday and Sunday. Caller 12 at 713-780-3776 wins a pair of tickets to the Houston Fishing Show. If you love to fish or just want to learn about fishing, don't miss the 46th Annual Fishing Show. Check out HoustonFishingShow.com for more info. Caller 12, 713-780-3776, and Lance is doing tornado dabs for some reason.
But wait for you to read the finish doing the read so I could actually hit my dab.
Why do you want to hit a dab?
Why are you dabbing?
It's kind of a fishing thing. I'm on classicdad.co. Some of the t-shirts they have.
Are you?
One of them just says, "What's the damage?" That's a dad thing to say. What's the damage? This is sun's out, puns out.
What?
Dad's home cooked barbecue. Simply the best. I think that one's. I drink and I grill things. You wouldn't want. I drink and I grill things.
Yeah, I do. That's what I do.
Just fix it.
Made ribs last
Lawn
night.
Lawn care is self-care. What? This is how I roll, and it's a toilet
you
paper.
Didn't, and you didn't take a picture of your ribs to show the world?
I didn't.
You didn't bring any in?
I don't.
That's weird. You didn't want to do that.
No, I don't ever take pictures of my food.
But this picture. And what about this t-shirt?
Do I I'm look like sleeping. Raul?
Okay. Well, that, well, he has a business.
Well, he's got
Raul,
a business
stop
where he
taking
does
pictures
well,
of your food well, unless you're sent it.
The
to
obvious
me.
Attack should be to the guy at, to your left who doesn't have a business and wants to open
I
himself up to that stuff.
I pictures out there the last year. Both of them crushed. I'm not sleeping. Sure. I'm just resting my eyes. That's a real move.
I've got a new thing I'm doing now that is just... And it's usually red wine I'm holding, usually.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're watching a movie, and I'll be sitting there, and I fall asleep, and I wake up, and I pour it all over myself. I've done this 4 or 5 times.
You don't think to put the wine
my wife, my wife is like, oh, my God, you did it. Did you get it on the couch? Did you? And I usually just get it all over me.
What movies are you watching that you're falling
I was asleep? Watching. I was watching the Denzel movie the other night. And just
the new one that no one likes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. The new one that no one likes. There's a reason
asleep.
I fell asleep.
I thought it had some beginning. I'm like, oh, this could be good.
Yeah, it was.
It's not.
It's not.
This the one it is.
Oh my God, the one. I'm trying to watch the Academy Award movies, ones that are up for nominations.
Yeah.
The one with Francis McDormand.
Nomadland.
That's gonna win.
Yeah, apparently
it sucks.
I don't think it sucks. It's just not going to go. It's
going to win?
Oh, yeah. It's the favorite. It's a look at, it's not supposed to do a lot of things. It's just her being.
Nothing happens.
It's basically her.
It's another one I fell asleep and poured wine all over myself.
I can see that, though. It's a case study of, have you seen Nomadland yet, Del?
I'm not watching that.
It sucks.
They're not called travelers. They're not called campers, but it's a real, this is a real thing. You're basically homeless.
Kind of
adjacent.
Homeless, but you just turn a, you just get your own campers, or you turn vans into camp. She's got a van that's her house, and it's living a free. And she's got
now,
a free lifestyle.
Every movie she's in, she never wears makeup anymore. I mean,
well, I get the feeling that's who she is.
Well, I get that feeling too.
Yeah.
She was in that movie with Richard Gere and
Primal Fear.
Primal Fear.
Well,
yeah.
She in Primal Fear.
She
too?
Was because she was his secretary or something.
Frances McDormand is going to go down as one of the more accomplished actresses. Of
Johnny.
She is.
I mean, like,
she plays the same role every time.
She's not going to win. I don't think she's going to win.
She's always homeless or something.
I don't think she's going to win Best Actress.
She played Lady Macbeth in a movie. I don't think that's a homeless person.
She played Lady Macbeth?
Well, it's, a, oh, it's, who com- saw it's that? Coming out. No,
oh, who saw a Macbeth?
It's not out
Macbeth.
Yet.
No,
it's
that's not her kind of movie. This is her kind of movie. Remember the one where the three billboards or whatever it was?
She was
that's her kind of movie.
That was
this is her
good.
Kind of
she's
going
to play Lady Macbeth, and Denzel's going to play Lord Macbeth. That's coming out.
That's I would have never ever guessed.
No one's gonna guess
Norman
what.
And Denzel's
guess
Lady
what?
And
no
Lord
one's
Macbeth.
Ever gonna watch.
Man, it's got Denzel.
Oh,
in it. People
go watch,
watch
Promising Young Woman.
I saw it. It was good.
Yeah.
She was good.
That gets a little.
I think
dark.
She should win Best Actress.
She's the favorite.
A little
yeah.
dark. That
she's
was
one of the
way dark at the end.
Huh?
It got really dark at the end.
Yeah, it gets.
Yeah, it does get dark.
Yeah, it's dark.
Yeah, actually, that was probably my favorite movie so far.
Mm-hmm. You didn't spill wine on yourself.
I didn't spill. I know. I didn't fall asleep during that one.
Okay.
That's my new go-to move. My wife is like, are you kidding? Again?
Most
you did
people
it?
Haven't even seen
it.
You got a streak
a
going?
She and Frankie had a good
Most
laugh.
Most people haven't even heard. By the way, they did a over 65% of the people on a poll hadn't even heard of more than two movies that were nominated
I
haven't
seen.
It's true. Like, I watch them every year.
Oh, my favorite is, my favorite, the, who should win is Judas. Judas and the Black Messiah should win best movie.
I have not seen
it. It is good. It's really good.
That. I did start a show on Netflix that I think you'll like called an art theft in Boston in 2000.
Is it a real story?
2001. Oh, yeah. And it's, and I'm only in episode number two, but it's a docuseries where they take a look at this. They stole like $200 million worth of art, and it's good so far. It's a
really?
Good show. Yeah.
You got a name for it?
I like I like when people are industrious.
One thing I've learned
is... Oh, my God. What is wrong with you people? Somebody turned over a porta-potty while somebody's in it. Good God.
So,
oh.
The thing I'm most scared of
Tommy.
You know, I'm afraid of snakes coming out of a toilet.
No, my biggest fear is in a porta-potty.
This has been your biggest for years.
Yes.
This has been your biggest fear.
That's the worst. Oh.
And, you know, I would never have thought about that, but because this kind of speaks to the people you hang out with now that you think that could potentially happen.
No, I
people
don't care
you hung
if
out
I,
with in your past.
I don't care if I'm with no one. Somebody's going to come over and you're going to tip it over while I'm in it.
But this speaks to maybe who you are as a person. At some point, would you have tipped it?
Hell no, I wouldn't do that to someone.
You wouldn't
it's
have done that
thing.
When you're an animal?
Oh, maybe when I was an animal.
Mm-hmm. And the series Lance is talking about is called This Is a Robbery, the World's Biggest Art Heist. Yep. My biggest fear is someone waving a stick in front of me with like either two dashes or a positive sign. Like, here, look, I've got great news. No, you don't. That's terrible news.
Wait, say it again.
I don't understand what that is.
Someone has a stick. Someone has a stick and has the two dashes or the positive sign. And they go, look, I have great news. That's my illusion of pregnancy. That's my greatest fear.
Oh, the stick.
That hey
the minus, but if it's positive,
oh,
that's how quick.
Oh no, great news!
And in every commercial, like, yes,
I can't believe it.
They're hugging and everything. They don't ever show this. I'm like,
oh no,
that's your worst fear.
That's my worst.
That's your worst fear.
I don't need that particular storyline. I don't need that narrative in my life.
Slam down hat.
Cut! Ah! You don't need that response from whoever. Guy just goes and slams the door.
Where the girl is like, and the next scene is her and her friends go out drinking, like, we're celebrating. It's negative. Like, no kids. You never see that one in the commercials, do you? Oh, boy. We're going out partying. I got to
it's a
back.
Negative.
Crisis averted.
I got to back. We're good.
810 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here to hang out with us. 713 opening day, baby. We got some. We got. How about you can play something for?
Well, someone sent us a song. I forwarded to you about the Masters. It's a Bryson DeChambeau rap. I sent it to you so you can listen to it.
I want you sent. Did you put it on the board?
No, I just got it. The guy he called in and I said, "Oh, you can send it to me, and I'll send it to the boys and see if they want to hear it." So you can preview it and see if you want to hear a man rapping about Bryson DeChambeau.
That thing where he was hitting.
I definitely want to see somebody rapping about Bryson
to it. It's there.
Is that how he always hits on a driving range? Did you see the video where Vijay Singh is just standing behind him, watching him on the driving range at the Masters, like Monday or Tuesday? And DeChambeau is so violently.
That's how he swings every time.
And then, but he was getting a ball and setting it back up within 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Like he was ripping them.
No, and he does it right. And he doesn't even, set up.
No.
He just. and throws it down and hits it as hard as he can.
And, the announcer is looking at it, he goes, Fred Couples wouldn't have. He goes, Fred Couples wouldn't get off three in this time frame.
Right.
You know, Bryson already hit 12.
Right, right.
And, yeah, it's like he's all jazzed up on Monster Energy drink or something.
And what?
Did he do this before he gained 30 pounds of muscle mysteriously during COVID?
No, I don't believe that he did. I think this is his new, just hit as many balls as possible as fast as you possibly can.
So he's almost a different player altogether?
Yeah, he is. He's a total
looks different, plays different,
everything,
better.
Everything.
Like a
now he used
Barry Bonds
his
type of thing,
his all his clubs were the same length all the time.
Mike
he's done that,
him.
And no, he doesn't snap. But he's a totally different guy. He's a nut job actually, and I love him. That's why I love him. I want to hear the Bryson DeChambeau rap. We'll do that.
It's in your email. You can. I don't know if it's good or not. You should listen to it first.
And we're going to also we're going to play. How about we got to play All Systems Go today? Got to. Got to have an All Systems Go segment. 812 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. Please
stand by. Yeah, John and Lance and Dell. Masters time, Bryson D, let's go, pony up. Check it out. What up, H-Town? It's Masters time. Big week for Bryson, so I had to rhyme. Gotta give it up for those monster drives. Bryson at the Masters, what a time to be alive. And he's doing the bull dance, he's feeling the flow. On point like Lance, NFL studio. Wildcat hitting bombs like John Granado. And he's always climbing on like your boy Frodo. If you ain't up on things, Bryson D is the name. You know he's changing the game. Still eats all the meats, rocking the Puma cleats. Still not loving being in the trees. Still rocks the Hogan hat you wish you could fleece. Still got love for Frisbee, repping the ponies. Still the Big Bang, still doing his thing. Built like Shredder with a brain like Crane. It's a B-A-D, hitting the gym to do his bicep curl. Still keeping it locked to Johnny G and Lance Zero. Still taking his time to perfect his swing. All the haters gonna love him in green. It's the B-A-D, taking the time to do his bicep curl. Still keeping it locked to Johnny G and Lance Zero. Still taking his time to perfect his swing. The haters gonna love him in green. It's the B-A-D,
go against
Bryson, a big mistake. When he
still
spins
process.
His club, it sounds like an earthquake. Gotta watch this guy hit it over the lake. He clears it by a mile, drinks a protein shake. Still, people gonna pick Jordan's feet. But all he's gonna do is hit it into Ray's Creek. People picking Kepka, but it got it all wrong. Dude just wants to go home and try on some more thongs, thongs, thongs.
Man, that is tight. I mean, you want
that's a Masters rap right there. I didn't know that we were. I didn't know Jack that's the Masters rap we
he's
needed about Bryson. Bryce
he always got tricks up both his sleeves. Coming to town with bad ideas. Running his mouth like he got diarrhea. Jack Easterby, he's known around the league as a stone cold sucker who will feel your needs. Feeling kind of down, a little low. He got a Bible verse that'll soothe your soul. When it's time to stop the record, restart the show. He hired a Patriot and Impresario. But wait, what's that? Deshaun wants out? The franchise quarterback we dreamed about. Uh-oh, Cal, now the fans want out. They go to games and they scream and shout. Jack Easterby, he's a busy bee. He always got tricks up both his sleeves. Are coming to Cal with bad ideas. Are running his mouth like he got diarrhea.
You hover above, rain hell below. Killing them hogs real nice and slow. I'm Brett Myers gonna throw that gas down around your knees, put you on your ass. Ah!
Rebels, rebels, bringing the muskets and bringing down death on us. Rebels, rebels, keep everybody in bondage.
Oh, way down south in the land of cotton, old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away.
This is why we all... The culture is always hesitant to let you people in because you guys get reckless. Mm-hmm. And the first two were the epitome of recklessness.
It was greatness. What do you mean recklessness?
Easterby, he's a busy bee.
A waka waka. All that.
Somebody in the Twitch account, Todd the Show, said, can we get a new hook with Jack Easterby and Tony Busby? He wants Busby included here now.
He's a
and
Buzzy
the Texans are like, we don't want any inclusion into this. We don't want a lawsuit. We had no knowledge. Please leave us alone.
Yeah. That came out on Yard Barker yesterday.
It had been out already, but yeah. I told you I had somebody reach out, and you said you had a guy who said, he's stupid. The Texans do not want, if there's any knowledge
I didn't say he's stupid, but Terry, I asked Terry, a lawyer, and he said, it's going to be awfully difficult.
Well, this other guy said that's ultimately that's going to be the target if they can get it, because that's where
they
money
can't get it. Unless they were making his, and they knew what he was doing, and they were actually setting him up with it.
Well, no, if they knew and they didn't do anything about it,
well, why?
You have a job. You could potentially argue that if the Texans knew about Deshaun Watson having these issues, allegedly, if they knew and did nothing about it, then they are culpable for allowing this to happen to other people because they didn't step in and address it with him. And you've also got people who used to work there who don't work there
then
anymore.
Then is his agent, his whole team, his agent. I don't know. What did Quincy know? Hmm. What did Mulugeta know? What did any of his people, any of them,
they
any of his representatives
know?
Are they going to be liable? No, are they going to be liable?
Money. What? Money. You go after the ones.
Well, Mulugeta's got money.
Mulugeta's part of CAA.
Yeah, right. All right. If his agency knew that they were doing this.
Mulugeta or the Texans?
Well, obviously, but Mulugeta's got, the CAA's got money too.
They wouldn't go after CAA. CAA cannot be held responsible for what one
How can the Texans then? I mean,
if the Texans, giving you an example.
Well, how did they set it up though?
I didn't say set it up. If the Texans knew and did nothing about it, if they knew something happened, I'm not saying they did. I'm saying if Tony Busby could get someone maybe who used to work there to come forward and say, yeah, we knew about this when I was with the Texans, and it was a known thing, there would be concern. I guarantee you from a legal standpoint, there'd be big concern. The Texans would not – you don't want the Texans knowing anything about this.
Yeah.
I don't know that they did, to be honest with you. I said this. So I've had NFL people tell me they believe that – they have a hard time believing that Jack Easterby and the Texans didn't know anything about this at all. My argument is this is a very private and personal thing. Deshaun having his own little fetish or whatever that he likes, I don't see how the Texans would know about that unless somebody came to the Texans to complain. Right? That's the only way. And I had something come to me about a former Texan player, and I passed it along to Rick Smith, and Rick got it to their security department, and they squashed that whole thing and ended up, and the player ended up gone the next year. But I brought it to them, and they squashed it. They did what they're supposed to do. It was brought to my attention. I brought it to Rick Smith's attention. Rick had his head of security call me. I gave him everything I knew. They got into it. They took care of it, and that was that. If something happened in that same scenario where if somebody had told me that – I'll rewire it. If I had heard that and I said, hey, you guys have a problem with this and that and the other and Deshaun, and then they did nothing about it, then they would potentially be culpable. Then you could potentially go after them. I don't know if you'd win or not, but I do think that Tony Busby, I mean, the money, that's where the money is. Well, Deshaun is the money too. Once again, I'm not saying this is a money grab, but what I am saying is anything short of a civil case, a criminal case, which you're not going to be able to win because you can't get physical evidence off of fondling or putting a hand somewhere, you're not going to win that case. It's he said, she said. But on a civil suit, you can win that. And your get back is not going to be him being in jail. Your get back is going to be financial compensation for something somebody did.
Well, criminally, if they believe her as opposed to him, and there are more cases, and it seems like it's a tendency as opposed to just isolated incident, then you got a chance.
But you still can't. You could have 25 people bury you on something like that. You wouldn't want that to happen. You have to have something. A Deshaun text that says, I'm sorry, I did that. You got to have something.
Well, they do have that, though.
Right.
So there's a possibility. There is. They have
but
that.
You don't think it's going criminal, do you?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. There's investigation now, and yes, I absolutely do.
You think it ends up criminal? You think charges are going to be brought forward against him?
Listen, if more come forward, absolutely. And we've only seen a couple come forward now. If more come forward, yes, absolutely. There will be not the investigation could lead to charges. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, especially as much publicity as this thing is getting right now, if the cops do nothing about it, when in fact this is illegal behavior, if he's coercing and forcing them to perform oral sex on him, then yes, this is there. Then I don't think the cops can possibly just stand by and watch this.
Marv Albert says, somebody on Twitch says Marv Albert was a criminal case. He was. Now he bit. There were bite marks. I'm not sure that there was physical evidence on that one. I think that's the big difference here.
Right. Now they're with these texts though, and apologies and whatnot, and how are you doing? These kinds of things that Deshaun allegedly has that leads towards evidence. I don't know. We're obviously not cops or lawyers or whatever. All I know is that our football team doesn't have any value in its quarterback anymore. Its only asset is now.
Beerman Greg
says, only disappeared.
I know. Beerman Greg says, oh, Lance, so my employer is responsible if I do something wrong when I am not at work. Got it. No, Beerman Greg, if somebody comes to your employer and says that you've been doing this, this, and this, and they don't do anything about it, then they could potentially be culpable. Yes. I'm just telling you. I'm sorry if you don't like that answer.
Well,
but if somebody knowingly has information and they hide it like a Dave Blissey thing, yes, you do get in trouble. You cannot cover things up, Greg.
Well, no, they could say, the Texans could counter with, we did our investigation, we didn't find anything. Yeah, somebody said that, but that's just an accusation. We didn't find anything.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm just saying. Yeah. No. Don't go. I'm not saying the Texans are culpable. I'm saying it wouldn't shock me if the Texans, if there have been discussions. It wouldn't shock me at all. As a matter of fact, it's probably likely that during a strategic phase in this whole thing, if inside Tony Busby's office with Cornelia and his whole crew, he said, you know, if the Texans knew about this and they let this stuff go on, because they didn't want anything to happen to their star, we'll go after them. I think that's likely he said that. It doesn't mean that that's their target right now, and it doesn't mean they have anything on the Texans. But to think that you wouldn't say that out loud, or to say if the NFL covered this up or has a history of doing this, I mean, that's where the big, big money is. And civil lawyers go after the cheese.
No question.
Tony's gone after. Wasn't he part of the CTE thing, or no? Was that a separate one?
Tony Busby?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't believe
so. I've got a friend who was on a case with him. There was a group of lawyers, and it was a...
No, he goes
class,
after...
It was a class action, but maybe it wasn't... And it was somebody who you know who was on the CTE also.
Yeah, I don't...
But maybe that's not the one.
I don't know. I don't know that. I do know Tony Busby goes after the most money he possibly can. Yeah. Yes, he does do that. Did you guys see Gary Player tee off the first hit of the Masters today? Did you see that? Dell, did you happen to watch that?
I'm sorry. Something is precluding me from talking about this.
Yeah, that's right. You're shot.
Yeah. I told you. You don't believe me, but I'm still suffering side effects.
Side effects of your vaccine?
COVID vaccine. Golf talk is not a thing for me right now.
Here it is.
I'm working on it, though.
Yeah. When the vaccine kind of catches and
when it wears off,
in,
though, don't let me know.
I'm saying possibly Monday.
By British Open.
Well, we'll see.
By the British Open.
The Open Championship?
Yeah. The Texas legislature passed the Baylor law last term. Any university employee, for example, who knows of harassment must be fired if they did not tell their Title IX office. Mandatory teachers, counselors, and anyone. So there is something on the books that show, I don't know if that would, if that's precedent, or I don't know how that would work, but I'm telling you, Beer Man Greg, yes. If there's any cover up by any organization, a civil suit could include them as well. So we'll see what happens. This is all so awesome that we've got.
No, it's just the best. This is the best.
So Houston Astros start tonight at home. They've only got one loss. It happened yesterday. Joe Smith gagged late in the game, and he's not been good up to this.
Well, there was a couple games. It was a couple games ago, and he has not. Well. He's given up. That's it. All he's given up was that so far. He's given up those runs, and he's got a 20 ERA, but he's only had three appearances. He gave in one appearance, he was good, and then the other ones, he gave up a couple of hits. Now, he hasn't been great. Joe Smith hasn't been great, but you know what? We're working our way into the season, Lance. Not everybody can start out like you, just awesome, okay? Totally awesome all the time. Joe Smith will be just fine. We're going to get him some more appearances. He didn't play last year, he opted out. Because I don't know why, but he opted out last year, and now he's got to get his groove back on. Okay, so we're gonna get Joe Smith more opportunities
maybe
to give
in
it,
here.
To get
a lot more
on.
Arms in the bullpen this year.
Yeah, no, Joe Smith. Listen,
last year and this year, we ain't seen you. For
listen,
a while.
Odorizzi comes back and Garcia. I don't know, but either Garcia's gone or I certainly like Garcia early. Garcia looks like he's a guy that could give you a couple innings, a couple two or three innings, one time through the order. He seems to do that really well, so he may be a guy that's long relief. When Fromber comes back, Javier, where are you going to go? That bullpen is going to get tighter. There's no question. It's going to get tighter in there for everybody.
Right.
So Joe Smith's got to perform. No question. 829 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. I am going tomorrow, as a matter of fact, to go see my man Rick and Michelle over there at Texas Star Grill Shop, the one on 59 in Shepherd. They got four locations now, and they're just it's just bigger. This is not a mom and pop. They started with the one store, and now there are four stores. They got a huge warehouse. This is unbelievable. And dude buys more grills, sells more grills. He's the number one. These guys are the number one grill shop in this city. So you're getting your best deal. You go to a box store and you buy your grill. Get ready to carry it out. Put it on your truck. Go ahead and install it. Hooking up your gas and everything. Good luck with that. The Texas Star Grill Shop, they do it all. The delivery and the installation, they're fantastic. They were it's unbelievable how good they are. And they've got the best deals on grills right now because it's heading towards summer. This is when everybody grills. So they've got and the selection is unbelievable. I got the DCS. I like that one the best. But the selection is it's stupid how many grills they've got and how great it is and how informed all of them are. If you're looking for that grill right now, it can't be a better time. They got their huge spring sale going on. Four locations around the city. TexasStarGrillShop.com. That's TexasStarGrillShop.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Houston is all systems go.
We love our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
For Minute Maid thrills, watch them hustle.
No, that's not it. Catching hard. How about this?
Our infield is solid and steady. Making big plays is their thing. Steal a base, hit and run, yeah, they're ready. All aboard, cause it's time for the game. Our destination is clear, and you can tell when we cheer.
So I didn't realize this when Carlos Correa in his post game after he hit the home run to win the game the other day, he had said, you know, his average is not good, but he said, you know, I'm in top 10 in exit velocity. I'm hitting the ball on the barrel in top 10 in the league. I'm just making outs right now. I'm hitting it at people. Here are his top exit velocities so far. 116.4, 111.2, 110.6, 108.6. Dude is really hitting the ball hard. All but two of those were hit on the ground. And not one was lifted enough to classify as a foul. Oh. What are you doing?
Getting Astros pitching stuff ready.
Carlos is
hitting the ball hard. That's why exit velo is an important stat for teams because it lets them know if a guy's seeing it well and putting good bat on the ball.
Yeah. Not enough to move him up in the order, but you know what? In this,
this is where he should be.
He in the sixth hole?
Yeah, or seven, frankly.
Really?
Probably six.
When you're hitting the ball as hard as he is?
I mean, that's fine. How about the other guys? Are the other guys hitting it hard? Well, when they're
Listen, moving Tucker up against the lefty to two hole is just
no.
He's bad against lefties.
But he had another bomb,
huh? He did. He did, and he has. You know,
who would you have higher, Tucker or Carlos?
Against lefties, Carlos.
Okay, in general. Okay, against righties.
Against righties, Tucker.
So you'd put Carlos seventh.
Well, I mean, is Yuli going to hit like this all year? I don't know.
Yeah, Yuli's been ahead of Carlos plenty in the lineup.
Yeah, no, not last year. Yuli was the seven hole because he was terrible all last year. He was bad.
But in general, Carlos, frankly, that's how deep this team is. And I don't care where you hit. I mean, I just think that's so overrated now. We used to talk about it all the time, but where you get up in the lineup becomes random after the first inning. You know what I mean?
Well, no. You still got the guys ahead of you and the guys protecting you behind you. That's still a big deal, even though it's not. Listen, leadoff is
where
not
it's
that
a
big
deal, and we talk about where it's a big deal is Altuve. Altuve means it's more likely that Michael Brantley is going to see more fastballs because Altuve can steal some bases. I don't think he's going to steal a ton, but just the thought of it, they're probably going to throw less breaking pitches. And so Michael, you know, the advantage is we're going to put you behind Altuve. Because you're probably going to see more fastballs, Michael Brantley.
Well, listen, Miles Straw is getting on base ahead of Maldonado, and that just doesn't seem to matter for Maldonado because he's got a three right now. Straw's got a 360 on base percentage, and Maldonado is striking out at an alarming rate.
Maldonado has not been the same guy. No. He's not seeing it well at all right now.
No,
like every time up, I feel like he isn't even going to put bat on the ball. I'd rather see him bunt. And Maldonado's really been bad.
He's been bad. He's been struggling. And, you know, and Castro came in and homered in his first game, and it was like, wow, hey, Castro's, that's not going to be. Maldonado still is very valuable behind the plate. Extremely valuable behind the plate.
When you hit like this, it doesn't kill you as much to have a non-hitting catcher. We're just spoiled.
Yeah, we are. There's no way that they could continue this torrid pace that they were on. But it is good to have this A's staff back here, have the A's pitchers who are really lost against this team right now. In the playoffs last year, from the playoffs last year to the start of this season with the four games, this A's rotation has got to be like, holy crap, how in the hell are we possibly going to get through this lineup? Because they have just destroyed them, just destroyed this lineup. You got Javier against Irvin tonight, McCullers against Minaya, and then Urquidy and Montas. So look for big runs. And then Sunday off, which makes absolutely zero sense. I've never seen a major league team have Sunday off. That's your off day is Sunday. It makes zero sense, but that's baseball just being baseball. I guess they didn't want to do two four-game series back-to-back with the A's and the Astros for whatever reason, instead of continuing it out and just playing a four-game series here now. I'd like to see Javier look a lot better tonight than he did in his first start.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? He and Inole, they have whips. They have unbelievable guns, and when they're on and their location is good, but their wildness
Javier is a lock.
Javier's a lock to what?
He's a lock to win.
Tonight?
Yeah. You're going to see a good performance.
What are they tonight?
Unless they don't score.
What are they? They're going to be big.
My guess is minus 160-ish.
Yeah, they got to be big favorites tonight.
My guess is 160.
I would imagine.
Javier is a lock.
Yeah. You like Javier to win the game, too.
That's yeah, as long as they get offense. But when have the Astros not been putting runs on the board? Their offense has been terrific. Right now, Javier and the Houston Astros are... unavailable.
Yeah, Oakland. No, I got it.
Okay.
I got Astros minus 150, A's minus plus 130.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Astros minus a run and a half is plus 115. Over under 10. That's a big under over.
Seems a little high, but like I said, the Astros are killing it. And you had one game with Javier, but I think Javier's going to pitch pretty well. I like under runs for A's tonight. I like the Astros here. I can't. Are you going?
No.
I don't have any kind of. We don't have any kind of credentials, but I'm very interested in going back to the park. Like that's gonna be fun to go to a live sporting event. I did go to UAB Rice football game. I had to go record. I really was doing it to work. I had to go set up these cameras and everything for this player tracking company I'm going to be working with. So it wasn't like I really get to watch the game necessarily. But I'm really interested in getting back to live sporting events. Now, I don't like sitting next to people anyway in movie theaters or otherwise.
And you started with Rice UAB? Okay.
Well, no, that was during a pandemic.
Yeah.
That was like...
Huh. Well, there's a perfect place to be.
Yeah.
It was the perfect... Yeah. No question.
But kind of like the Rockets game right now.
Right. No, the Rockets game, nobody...
If it wasn't pandemic, what is the Rockets hold? What do the Rockets hold at Toyota?
17.
17, right? Would they be getting 9 in the seats?
No. No.
If it was non-pandemic?
No.
You don't think they'd get 9?
No, they would not get 9. No, no. This is one of the worst. This is as bad as it's ever been for Houston.
Do you think all Texans games, okay, all of them will sell out, right? They've definitely lost some season ticket holders.
Yeah.
There's no question. Through financial considerations or through people who just don't buy into the team anymore. And with no Deshaun, if they think they're going to be bad, do you think they'll sell out, right? They'll be...
I think there's a good chance over the next couple of years that ends, that the streak of
if it's really bad.
But I think they'll lie about it, but whatever.
Well, but you can't. You have to have your numbers in.
Why?
Well, because you have to have actual numbers to they can't just lie about it.
I don't know.
You can lie about I don't think you lie about the amount of people who click the turns.
It's not to click the turnstile. It's so tickets sold. That's what they...
Right, but they have two. I know they do for NBA. You have tickets sold and the amount in attendance. Or maybe it's just capacity and tickets sold. We can all look out there. I've seen games where it's been 38,000 people there. Easily.
Or less.
Yeah.
I mean, less.
There have been games like that, for sure.
Yes.
That's not many when it's less. What are they up? They're up around 70.
It's 70, 72, something there.
Less than half. You think it's been less than
half? Yes. Four? Yes. For really, really bad teams, yes. The two-win season, at the end of it,
You're going to have to specify the two-win season. Which one?
Well, the last two.
There's more.
The last two-win season. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got more than one.
Right. That's what we do. 841 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. I think that they... It'll be interesting to see how it looks with half capacity tonight. It'll be interesting to see how they're going
to
go about
that. I'm interested to see when they go to full capacity. That's not going to be an MLB mandate. It's going to be when Crane wants to.
Right. But did you see the crap that the Rangers caught for it?
Yeah.
They're not going to catch it.
But that's what I'm saying. They're not doing it now.
No, they're not doing
it. But we're going to be 200 million. They're going to have 200 million doses of vaccine pumped out there by the end of April. I think by June 1st, we might be at 100%. I mean, if you want to just, start it in a month, I think June 1st. It wouldn't surprise me if Jim Crane goes, okay, that's enough. Let's start getting this cheese in here. Mm-hmm. People are vaccinated. They can wear masks if they want. I'm going 100%.
Let's go.
June 1st, over under.
I'm in. I like it. No, I like the number.
No, do you? Yeah, I think that's a good number.
I like the number, too. 842 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here.
Come in here with your Astros.
Yeah, let's get some Astros talk in here. You people are, this is opening day. We played All Systems Go. We played the Masters Wrap. I mean, what more could you want in a radio
this
show?
This has been a hot,
It's
been a hot show.
I am so pissed off at you people right now.
Do you think Dusty fools with... Nah, we'll do it on the other side. I want to get into Dusty Baker in the lineup. Because I'm to the point right now where I want to see it just lock in. I don't want to see a lot of fooling around with the lineup right now.
Dusty's not going to be messing with it. I don't.
Dusty's from that old school of this is what the lineup looks like. But he did show he would make changes
last year. When he put Aledmys Díaz in for Bregman, he batted Diaz third.
Yeah,
he said, hey, I ain't messing.
You don't have to just do, this isn't like a...
I was busy. I'm just throwing third, whatever.
Was he trying to, I almost wonder, is he trying to do the least amount of work on a lineup card? Yeah, I already have my lineup card. Just scratch him out and put him third. I'm not making a bunch of crossouts.
No, we're not changing everything.
I'm not doing a bunch of crossouts.
All right. And they won the game, so that was good. 843 ESPN 97.5. Hey, listen, it's not always perfect. Not everything can be perfect, but when you do have a problem, you want to fix it. And here's a great way to fix any ED problem that you might have. If you come up short in the bedroom, it's okay because you got GetRoman.com/John. GetRoman.com/John. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED. You're going to talk to a U.S. licensed healthcare professional that will work with you to find the best treatment plan. And if medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping, and the whole process is straightforward and discreet, which is the best. The discreet thing, you don't want everyone knowing all your business. Well, GetRoman.com/John. You complete your online visit. Take care of that ED. You don't even have to leave home. And you don't, no doctor visit, no pharmacy visit. Go to GetRoman.com/John now and get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/John. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment. GetRoman.com/John.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
846 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. You people are disgusting me right now. I mean, maybe everybody's busy watching the Masters right now. With you see Dustin with his pink shirt on? Pink shirt, white pants? Mm-hmm. He's going pink shirt, white pants today.
Back on the Astro stuff for a second. You think Dusty, I was going through everyone's numbers yesterday because I'm a numbers guy, and I mean, it's good. It's just really good.
No, it's really
good. Nothing you can't complain about anything. You can't nitpick anything. You could, but this is just from on base to slugging to all the some of the numbers in terms of exit velos and stuff you can go find on Fangraphs. The Astros are hitting the ball well. They're hitting it hard. You can tell they're not only are they seeing it well, but they're showing good plate discipline. Other than, you know, occasionally you get the machete. But it's a good start for them. And second time around with the starters, that's why I'm really looking forward to seeing how Javier handles his start. I really want to see a strong performance from him. And I think you will
see. I want to see better command. That's all.
Well, and that's what he was great with last year.
Yeah.
I thought that's what made him special for being a young pitcher is that he was able to get into a rhythm and really work both sides of the plate, up and down, left and right. Like, that's pretty rare for a rookie to have that kind of command and have that much poise on the mound. And he really had a lot of poise. Peretta strikes me as a guy who is going to be imminently hittable because he really hasn't mixed things up. But Javier, even though he doesn't throw a ton of different pitches, he does mix up eye levels on you, and he does work both sides of the plate. I think Javier has the kind of stuff that can be very good long-term, and that's why I think you're going to see a strong performance. He doesn't seem to get rattled easily, at least in a short, you know, it was a very short season last year, so not a lot of starts. So we have to remember that too. Maybe, you know, I don't want to get fooled by a relatively small sample size.
No.
But he was in the playoffs. He was good too.
Oh, he was awesome. Well, he was the guy that came in. He was, you know, when Charlie Effin Morton came in and relieved Lance for four innings and shut him down. And when Lance came in against the Yankees in game seven and shut them down, that's what Javier was last year. He came in the fifth and gave you three innings and was fantastic. I'm going to tell you this. I mean, you know, Peretta is a guy you can't bring in with guys on base because he's just too wild. Stanek is, I mean, I'm liking what I'm seeing out of this dude.
Yeah, it's been a nice addition.
Yeah.
Up to this
point. He's just got that look of, you know, he just looks like he's, he doesn't care about his personal appearance. I like that. What? That's.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You like well, your pictures? Oh, you know what? With that reckless stuff, you're texting with Lance McCullers.
That's the problem. That's all he cares about. Hey, stop being a hair guy. I'm just worried about my hair. Stop. Okay. How about worried about throwing strikes, Lance?
You don't think he's worried about his fits?
His what? His jits?
No, fits. Tell him, Dell.
Fits and spits?
That's not the same.
Jits?
Fits is short for outfits.
Oh. Yeah. You think he cares about that?
I'm sure he cares about it. I know he cares about the line in his hair, and now he cares about how long it is and all this.
Do you think he cares about shoe game?
Do you think? Yeah, I know he cares
about shoe game. You think he's got clean shoes all the time?
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you think he's got the most stylish warm-up pants that come cuffed at the bottom?
Yes, yes. He's like a reheal on steroids.
Does he also have a nasty yacker?
Yes.
Well, does he strike people out?
How about throwing a first strike for a change? That'd be great.
Does he have a ring? Did he punch out a bunch of Yankees? Then what's wrong if that man likes to look good and feel good?
Because Lance McCullers' starts are an arduous experience. And John would just like Lance McCullers to get through a couple innings without making it seem like it's 2 hours worth of baseball.
That's not going
to
happen.
That's what he's looking for.
Yeah, he will get through a couple, but then the next couple are going to be bumpy.
Thank God you can talk baseball instead of golf.
Yeah, I have to set Lance straight on baseball, it appears. All we're asking for, look, the Astros are a great start. Lance didn't give up a lot of runs, but the viewing experience watching Lance McCullers pitch is not great. It's not a great viewing experience.
He takes you on a little ride. He's not going to bore you.
First inning, 33 pitches. Are you not entertained?
No. I've got bubble guts watching him pitch.
Yeah. Well, I did too. That's how he likes to roll.
No. I don't need that in my life. What I need is a nice 1-2-3 first inning. That'd be great.
Okay. What's your favorite Deshaun Watson play of all time? Don't make any cracks.
Kick in the eye.
That kick in the eye touchdown? Not the Buffalo touchdown?
Maybe the Buffalo touchdown.
The Buffalo touchdown was nothing but a bubble gut touchdown. It was a sack. It was like, Deshaun takes you on those ups and downs, too.
That wasn't a touchdown, was it?
Conversion?
It was a first
Deshaun
down.
Takes a lot more people on ups and downs.
Well, but I'm saying on the football field, Deshaun has his ups and downs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know.
Lance McCullers is going to be...
Man.
Somebody turned the Marjorie Greene video where she's doing like, those little pull-up stuff.
Yeah.
They tilted it to where you just see her doing this. And they said, Deshaun. Somewhere Deshaun's doing this. I'm like... This cannot keep being a meme forever. Can't be.
Deshaun
can't be a meme forever. But no, Lance McCullers likes to give you your money's worth. Like, do you want to come there and be bored by somebody work like Roy Oswalt working 100 miles an hour and like you just get back like, hey, I just got back with our food. Where's Lance McCullers? Like, where's Roy Oswalt? Oh, he's already. It was a 7-pitch inning. Roy was working like Bryson DeChambeau on the driving range.
Yeah,
that's how Roy.
That's how
worked.
I want. That's how I want.
Boom!
It.
Boom! Boom, Roy's done. You don't even have time to do anything.
No.
Don't you want to be away from your kids at a baseball game?
I got time to read the entire Bible when Lance is pitching, okay?
Well, not the whole thing, but some.
No, yeah.
You can get through Matthew.
You absolutely can when Lance is pitching. Throw some strikes. Goodness, let him put it in play.
Stop combing your hair and throw some strikes.
Yeah. Why are y'all hating on that man being so well?
That's all he's saying.
That man is a handsome man.
John would be
fine.
He
looks good. He's got drip. Like, why are you hating
John
on the drip?
John would be fine with his drip.
Bad hygiene.
If
says.
All he
yeah,
would
no,
do.
I want Stanek. Okay, that's what I want.
Because he throws strikes.
Lord Stanek. Is that his new name?
Stanek does sound like somebody who would have been in Game of Thrones.
In Game of Thrones.
Just throw strikes.
Throw strikes.
You can put the part in your hair and have have the fashion forward
stuff. As long as you're throwing strikes.
Throw strikes at a better rate than what you're doing currently. Mm. I don't need your 90 pitches through five innings.
Well, that's what you're going to get.
No,
you're 100% going to get that. Lance getting into the seventh is always like, man, if he gets in the seventh, you have gotten your ass kicked. But he also has a ton of swing. He's a swing and miss pitcher. His stuff is so good, there's a lot of swing and miss. He's going to throw more pitches.
Let him pull it in play. Put it in play.
Nah.
You got guys behind you.
Nah.
Let him catch the ball.
That's not his fault that you can't catch up with his stuff.
Mm.
I'll just tell you this. I stand Lance McCullers because he's won me a ring as a fan. He ruined the Yankees. He was part of a team that won a championship in a Game 7 when he hit three batters. Somehow hit three batters early in a game. They still somehow won on the road. World Series. That's something to do with Charlie Morton, who couldn't catch a short-term deal. Yeah, whatever. You know, trash cans. Not on the road.
We don't know that.
Yeah, we do. Do we not?
I don't know.
I mean, no.
No,
they didn't have access to the replay video on the road.
I don't know that.
They wouldn't have had access to that.
I don't know that. All I know is they won, and I don't give a rat's ass. Mike Fiers, you suck. let's get Lance in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Lance?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Love the show. Listen to you guys almost every morning, so I appreciate what you guys are doing. Happy opening day, home opening day. Really excited to see this team at home. At one point this season, I'm hoping to attend the game in person. I'm excited about that. But one thing I wanted to touch on this morning is just how bad Angel Hernandez is. Watching him the other day, it was just pretty pathetic. I mean, every now and then I'd see a pitch and like, oh, that looks like a good pitch, and then he called ball. And then after the game was over, they isolate the pitches on Twitter and show all these pitches, and so obviously it looks like more worse than it is. But, man, this guy is just awful. It's just so bad. I don't understand how he's still in the league. Is there not, like, an up-and-coming, like, recruiting scene for the pitchers that they can – not pitchers, but umpires that they can replace him with? Because this guy is just so bad.
No, you're right, Lance. There are umpires who regularly lose their jobs for performance. I don't understand how Angel Hernandez is still in baseball.
Well, he lost the lawsuit, so, I mean –
Not as bad as we think he is?
No, he's that bad. No, the Major League Baseball knows how. Now I think that there's a chance that you might. I don't know. Maybe baseball somehow some way can get rid of him. They know how bad he is. They understand how bad he is because they didn't give him any postseason appearances because he was so bad. And then he sued him because he said it was. And they said and the court said, nah, you're just really terrible. That's why. There's no discrimination here. You know what they're discriminating against? Your horribleness behind home plate. That's what they're just. If that's discrimination, then you know
how
what?
How does he keep a job? How do you not just replace him for poor performance?
Well, Major League umpires had forever had lifetime jobs like Supreme Court
justices.
But
they don't anymore.
Yeah, no, I guess.
Unless
no.
There is a. I know somebody from high school who used to be a Major League Baseball ump, and they ended up. He got into it some with, I guess. I don't know what Kevin's deal was. There was something where he got sideways with some of the managers, and he wasn't in MLB for that long, and he's not in it anymore. And maybe it's because he was a younger ump, and maybe there is something with tenure now still with a certain amount of years. But if you suck, you suck. I don't understand. Like, I don't. What's the holdup here? Is this just a narrative that's not right, or do we just always see – where he sucks? Because we always see where Angel Hernandez, everybody, players joke about it, broadcasters joke about it, every fan knows that Angel Hernandez sucks. Yeah. We all know this.
No. We're not splitting the atom here. He sucks.
How does he keep his job?
I think there'll come a time soon when you don't see Joe West or Angel Hernandez anymore.
Because of death?
No, because
there'll become a time soon. These guys have been here forever.
Well, I know, but I think there's. I mean, I'm hoping the Major League Baseball at some point. Well, listen, you know who else sucks? Rob Manfred. Rob Manfred.
Well,
sucks.
But yeah,
he's the worst. He's the worst commissioner of any sport ever. He's a hypocrite and an a-hole, and I can't stand Rob Manfred. And oh, by the way, where's that Yankee letter, jerk?
What letter?
It's the letter that Rob letter? Manfred told the Yankees to stop cheating like the Astros were cheating.
I don't know if you've heard, but what letter?
No, you know what? It's going to do irreparable harm to the Yankees, so the we cannot itself. Reveal that letter.
Yeah, and doing it for the best interest of the game, John. No letter. Gone. Letter gone. In the best interest of the game.
Hey, Supreme Court, where's the letter? Hey. Let's go.
Rob Manfred has the ability to do things for the best interest of the game, and he believes the best interest of the game is to leave the Yankees alone.
Oh, no. No, it is absolutely in the best interest for the Yankees to not catch it like the Astros are catching it.
How old was Joe West, when he first umped the game in the National League? What year do you think he had his first appearance?
Joe West's first appearance was probably, I want to say 91? 89? What?
75.
1975.
So you think, what? No, I think MLB will finally get rid of.
It's only been 46 years.
He's 68 years old. He started when he was 23. National League game. Did a National League game in 1975.
1975.
But he did graduate top of his class in umpire school, it says here.
Did he?
And he also was a quarterback for Elon College.
Oh.
So they probably whooped your ass at Knox. He might have busted you up. I know he's older. He couldn't have busted you up, but probably Elon is busy punking Knox on a regular. Yeah. And it
Joe
says
West
here,
finished top of his umpire class.
It says it here. He finished top
what
of his class.
What a sucky
umpire
class
school.
That was.
How many people were in the school? Four?
He was the cuma cum laude.
This dude has umped since, and you're like, I think Major League Baseball is almost done with Joe West. Joe West.
He's 68, dude.
Joe West, there's a chance that Joe West, you know.
Even the Masters doesn't let
Joe's just going to keep going.
Even the Masters tells you, listen, you got to stop playing.
This is Ruth Bader West. He's going to roll this thing all the way to the end.
No, he's not.
He's 70. He already doesn't want to do anything. He's like, nah, this is what I do.
No, this is it. This is his last year.
You got some insurance on that particular wager?
He's going to do his farewell tour. Okay, he's going to announce his retirement. He's going to do his farewell tour to all the parks. Yep, and we're going to have Joe West Day.
Wouldn't we have heard that already?
Joe West Day. No. Where I'm going to give him a giant foam under the radar. Finger. I'm going to give him a giant FU foam finger. How about that?
We had that dude in studio one time. Why are you talking so reckless?
We had him a few times
when he was
came to town.
Oh, did we?
A couple of times.
Yeah, because he was pumping up his music.
His music. Remember we play his terrible country music.
Was great.
So you two are enablers then.
What?
You're enablers.
We did enable him, yeah.
We did enable his terrible country
music.
Adrian
Peterson one time, his people like, y'all want Adrian Peterson? He's going to have a birthday celebration downtown. This is before he went to the draft. Like, yeah, bring him in. You want Joe West? He's got some music he wants to pump up. Yeah, bring him in. Y'all want the Kinleys, the sisters? 901, hey, listen. So TGS Insurance has made it very easy for you to switch over your homeowner's insurance and to actually shop price and find out who can save you money. If I told you that if there was the same hamburger, the exact same hamburger, only you knew this hamburger was from one company, but that you had heard of, and from another hamburger that used the exact same product and made it the same way, but they didn't do as much marketing, would you want to pay $8 for one burger and $4 for another? Would you just keep going to the $8 burger? No, you would not. You would think you've got a better deal. And that's the same thing with homeowners insurance when you have A-rated companies. TGS Insurance has A-rated companies. When you text the word money to 232323, they can switch you over to an A-rated company on the exact same day, today. You can get switched over today, and you can start seeing the savings, which are going to be substantial in most cases. On average, $900 annually. That's a really big deal. But many people save into the thousands. That is not unusual at all. Text the word money to 232323 or go to tgsinsurance.com.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.